TPP agreement will be available to the public somewhere for 2 months before President Obama signs the agreement. There's also language meant to ensure human rights and intellectual property rights are addressed. But the Senate measure does not address currency manipulation in partnering countries, where American goods are then harder to sell. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont couldn't disagree more with his fellow Democrats and Obama on TPA and TPP.
The president is wrong. President Obama, who I have a lot of respect for, is dead wrong on this issue.
Sanders jammed up the momentum of the Hatch-Wyden bill with an objection just minutes before the hearing began, causing the morning markup to reach well into the evening. As the Senate Finance Committee's markup continued on past dinner time, Chairman Hatch encouraged committee members to vote down as many amendments as possible. The fewer the amendments, he argued, the better the chance for both chambers to pass the bill. House Ways and Means Chairman Paul Ryan conducted his own TPA markup hearing today. It remains to be seen how much support with House Republicans there really is for the trade deal before leadership will have to find help from Democrats. Anthony J. Rivera, FSRN, Washington, D.C.
On April 24th, in 1915, as many as 270 prominent members of the minority Armenian community were rounded up in Constantinople, the capital at that time of the Ottoman Empire. That date is generally considered to mark the beginning of the Armenian Genocide, in which most of those first few hundred detainees were killed, along with between 1 and 1.8 million other Armenians between the years 1915 and 17. Tomorrow will be the 100th anniversary of the genocide, and many countries around the world will hold official commemorations of the killings, along with the whole of the global Armenian diaspora, which has largely created as people fled the Ottoman government. Despite the widespread use of the word genocide to describe what happened in the ancestral Armenian homelands in what is now Turkey during World War I, the Turkish government still does not recognize the mass deaths as a planned and systematic genocide. Despite the evidence, many countries, including the United States, shy away from using the term genocide to avoid complicating relations with Turkey, which is a relatively stable ally in the Middle East. Turkey recently recalled representatives from the countries of Austria and also the Vatican in anger over their official recognition of the genocide. Here in Portland, the Morrison Bridge will be lit up tomorrow in the colors of the Armenian flag to commemorate this anniversary, and on Saturday, a rally will be held in Shemansky Park at 1010 Southwest Park Avenue, right behind the Schnitzer, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Further events can be found at www.OregonArmenianChurch.com.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Alan Monticillo, Robin Ryan, Elizabeth Gleason, Joe Meyer, and Paul Rowland. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer is Matthew I Heart Thursdays Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Sari Gametta.
And I'm Robert Barncor. Coming up tomorrow morning, Friday, on KBOO, at 7, it'll be Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Positively Revolting, Ani and Lynn will talk with the Yes Men about their PSU event, The Yes Men Are Revolting, and their work with Greenpeace and Shell docking their Arctic oil boats in Seattle, and much more. At 9, One Land, Many Voices presents a talk by Professor Stephen Salaita, who was fired for criticizing the Israeli government for its massacre of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. At 10, hear Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. And at 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. Thanks to all of you KBOO members for your generous support. If you're not a KBOO member yet, you can become one by going to kboo.org and clicking on Donate Today. Stay tuned now for KBOO News in Depth.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
And good evening. A four-week-long protest which has stopped construction of the proposed TMT, or 30-meter telescope, on Mauna Kea on the Big Island of Hawaii continues with several new developments this week, including just in the past hour. On Tuesday, activists took to the streets of Honolulu to bring their message to the centers of state and commercial power in the archipelago. The 30-meter telescope would be housed in a massive 18-story high structure atop the highest mountain in Hawaii. It's a project of the TMT Observatory Corporation, a joint venture of institutions from the United States, Canada, China, India, and Japan. There are already 13 other telescopes sited on the mountain, all of which have also drawn opposition from Native Hawaiians and environmentalists. But this new massive telescope has drawn the largest opposition to date. Some 200 people continue to camp out on Mauna Kea and are drawing increased attention in Hawaii, in the continental United States, and internationally. A moratorium put in place 3 weeks ago or so by the company in response to the opposition has been extended twice. Now, this afternoon, the Board of Trustees of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which had signed off on the project in 2009, had a very emotional meeting, some of which I followed live stream, to discuss the controversy, with trustees speaking out strongly on both sides of the issue. Now, they plan to meet again. I believe they finally decided April 30. It might be May 7th to fully discuss the issue, and apparently will revisit their earlier decision, which is a major thing considering the attention this has drawn and the attention on the island and the protests. And on yesterday's talk radio, I spoke with Native Hawaiian filmmaker, journalist, and activist Kiala Kelly about the evolving situation. And earlier today, I spoke with one of the Mauna Kea protesters, Kahukahi Kanuha, who had come down from the encampment on Mauna Kea and traveled to Oahu for the protests on Tuesday. I had planned to have his audio. I apologize to him for not doing that. I will have that up on the website. But instead, a number of trustees from the Board of Trustees who had this very emotional meeting this afternoon. So we'll go right to that audio.
And so we just came up with three options for the trustees to use and we're going to use this in preparation for the action item on the 7th.
Correct.
So as the trustees recall, the position in 2009 was the motion in 2009, and of course there are three options for the trustees to consider. The first being to reaffirm the selection of the site. The trustees support. The second would be to rescind the support, and then the third would be to oppose the selection. So we just wanted to make sure that you got that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pohana. You want to wrap up?
And given the wealth of information that staff has provided, it is a lot. But as chair has agendized for May 7th, we could provide another summaries for the trustees and devote more time for that discussion. Jocelyn has shared will be part of the action item that's forwarded to the board and the chair.
Okay. Trustee Lindsay?
Mr. Chair, I agree with you in a discussion this morning that all trustees should be at the table for such a important decision.
Yes.
And Trustee Akana will not be here on May 7th. I was wondering if we could move the...
First of all, I want to acknowledge all the people in this room who are opposed to the TMT, and the opportunity that you have provided us to get a seat at the table that is as high profile and as powerful as we can possibly ever get to renegotiate the entire public land trust. That is what is at stake here. Now, it's, you know, it's very difficult to deny our passion, to scream and to release and to get it over with. But I really don't believe that that would be in the best interest of the Hawaiian people for us to walk away from an opportunity that may never come again to restructure the entire Mauna Kea plan, to restructure and to revisit the public land trust as provided for in the Admissions Act, and the responsibility that the state has to us. It is about more than just a telescope. It's about the entire public land trust. This is the window. It's probably, the opportunity is probably never going to come again for a long time. So that's, I mean, I rest my case with that.
Thank you, Trustee Apol. Trustee O'Connor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a very emotional issue for all of us, and in particular for me. I think that what has happened with the outcry of our people is that for many years we've had to be silent about a lot of things that occur around us, and we have no opportunity to do anything about it. And even when public hearings are held, our voices are not heard. And I think finally, when this telescope thing happened, it gave Hawaiians an opportunity to rally around something. In other words, to say, you know what, enough, and we have a voice, and you have to listen to us. So I think it's been a very good thing that has happened. Whether or not the board decides to rescind, to me, if the board rescinded its position on the site, it's kind of a moot issue. I think our vote would be a symbolic one because it's already happened. But it would be symbolic. It would show our people that we hear. And that, for me, is what is important. The fact that we could do anything about it would give false hope if we promised big things. What I can promise is that we're going to work very hard to make sure that all of the safeties are in place, that the university and the legislature and this administration stick to their word. And as Peter said, we are the people of this land, and the land belongs to us. We are keepers. So it is our job to be an advocate, and that's what our role should be. So rescinding our vote simply will mean that we hear our people and we support them. It doesn't mean that we can actually change that outcome, because whether they build it or not is going to be up to God, really. Because, you know, the everything is in place. I don't know if you could rescind that. So we can only do what we can do. But I think the bigger promise is to our people is that we support them, and we will do everything we can in the future to make sure this kind of thing does not happen again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Trustee O'Connor. Trustee Ahuna, then Kapuhana.
Some closing comments. We always talk about our future, how we want to provide for our keiki. But we got to talk about the now. Before, we didn't have as many people that have these credentials. We have people with PhDs, masters nowadays. Back then, we didn't have it. And now is the time to stand with the people. They're here. There's not going to be too many windows. Take the stand. Don't be afraid. Stand.
It's on our Mauna. They're different. They're just not like we have been for the last 50 years, screaming and yelling and people just ignoring us. These Opio, they're smart. They are operating in a very humble way. And I believe they're getting the attention of the people that make the decisions. So it's really important that we respect them, respect their movement, and support them. Mahalo.
And again, those were several voices from an emotional Office of Hawaiian Affairs meeting. Office of Hawaiian Affairs is a public agency charged from their website with improving the well-being of Native Hawaiians. It grew out of organized efforts in the 1970s to right past wrongs suffered by Native Hawaiians for over 100 years. They have a 9-member board of directors, and they will be revisiting the issue of the Telescope Project on either April 30th or May 7th. So stay tuned to KBOO about that. And regardless of their decision, I believe the protests on the mountain and elsewhere will continue. For KBOO News In Depth, this is Paul Rowland.
You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Next up is Rose City Native Radio.
One, two, ready, go!
Tune in to KBOO Monday, April 27th through Friday, May 2nd from noon to 4, and Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd from noon to 5 p.m. to hear our live broadcast from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, brought to you by our friends and colleagues at WWOZ in New Orleans. We'll have access to 5 stages of fantastic traditional and contemporary New Orleans jazz and blues, brass bands, and interviews and commentary by the best that WWOZ has to offer. That's the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival starting Monday, April 27th. The weekdays will broadcast it from noon to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, will broadcast the festival from noon to 5 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Portland School Board elections are May 19th. What are the candidates saying?
My name is Andrew Davidson. I'm running for school board in Zone 1 because I want to return the school board.